War for talent goes on in job market. The war for talent reads like headlines from many years ago, but it has never gone away, says Eleanor Nickerson, director of UK operations for top employers. Many companies, they have researched, are short of talents. Though the companies may receive many applications, they cannot find the people they want. Top employers' research shows that offering good career chances is the key to attracting and keeping the talent. Smart employees know their own value and will want to know what their employers can offer them after 5 or 10 years career development. So, keeping staff is the biggest challenge employers face in the long run. Yet not every employee feels that they can better their career chances. Some are still nervous about losing their jobs. Despite a recent fall in unemployment, says the Trades Union Congress, TUC. TUC points out that some 4/5 of new jobs created have been in part of the economy where average pay rates are less than £8 an hour since the recession began. Many of these jobs are on temporary or zero-hours contracts. A report from the Office for National Statistics published in February showed that real wages have been falling consistently since 2010. It's the longest period since at least 1964. We're still in the hardest living standard squeeze for over a century, and those who are already working have had years of real terms pay cuts, says TUC spokesperson Liz Chinchin. Understanding the pressures that staff face is a good starting point for any employer. If employers want to show concern for their staff, they should be paying them well and understand that zero-hours contracts bring insecurity and extreme money worries.